Hello, this is Ava at AvaWaits.com. I'm a speaker, a sales trainer, and an entrepreneurship mentor. This is where making money feels like bliss. So have you ever been stuck going back and forth between one decision or another? And I realize that all of us, we have these experiences where we have a couple options or one thing that we think we really need to do to expand our businesses and to expand our income. And I wanted to share a story about something that happened probably about 6 or so years ago in my own business. And I had been watching a teacher of mine, and he was consistently teaching these conferences down in Los Angeles. And he was doing this, he was teaching about twice a year. And I remember this one time I really had this gut feeling that I needed to go to one of his conferences to be able to meet my next clients. So this is what I was doing as a way to market my business at the time. I was going to a lot of events. I was meeting people in person. I still do that, although people these days seem to show up in even other magical ways. And so I was going to a lot of live events, and I was traveling and flying to different conferences, flying to different seminars and get-togethers, and I was really willing to do that. The thing was that at that point in time, even though I wanted to go to his conference so I could meet clients in the room, it didn't really feel like the money was coming together to get me on that plane and to get me down to Los Angeles and to get me a place to sleep and to even get me into the conference. And so me, because I really see myself as a pretty resourceful person, I looked at one option is that he was accepting volunteers to help at this conference. And if you were a volunteer, you would get free gear, free food, and you would get free entry into the event. And I was really interested in doing that. But at the same time, I couldn't really bring myself to press to press purchase on a plane ticket. And so I just kind of stayed in this loop and loop and loop and loop, and it got closer and closer to the event. And finally, I emailed them. I said, "Hey, I would love to volunteer. Here's my application. Do you have any spots available?" And they said, "I'm sorry, but we're already filled. We already have volunteers and we don't need any more." And all of a sudden, that meant that I needed to pay for the conference as well as all the other expenses involved in traveling there. And I was looking at plane tickets, and they were growing in price because I was waiting and waiting. And the thing was is that I had the money. However, if I spent this particular money, it was pretty evident that it meant that I was not going to have money for some other important basic necessities in my life at that point in time. And so I was struggling with this. I even went to a psychic and had a little mini reading with the psychic. I was looking for answers. She didn't really give me a definitive answer at that point in time. And so then I ended up a few days later going out to eat with someone I know, and we were having sushi up in Seattle, and we were talking, and I was telling this person that I really wanted to go to this event, and I knew that my clients were going to be in the room. I really wanted to go, but the money didn't seem to be coming together for that. And this person, what they did is they said that, you know, "Ava, I would be open to helping out, you know, here, like I'll give you $80 toward the event or toward travel. I know it's not everything that you need, but at least it's something. So here, you know, have this $80. And if you want to use it for the trip, you can, or if you want to use it for something else, but I feel inspired to give it to you." And so we finished eating our sushi, and then we were walking around near this particular sushi restaurant, and it just happened to be next to one of my favorite clothing stores, where every time I go in there, I always seem to find clothes that fit and feel good and are at pretty affordable prices for what they are. And so I decided to go in because I also saw that there were sale signs, so they were having a fun sale. And I went in and I started browsing the store just for fun. And I looked around and I found this gorgeous white shirt, these dress pants that they were like gray with little white stripes going down them. They looked really good. They fit really well. I found a couple other pieces of clothing. And the person I was with, they said, "You know, if you want to just use that money toward clothing, that's fine too. I mean, it's yours to use whatever toward whatever you need. And you know what I did? I actually decided in that moment that buying the clothing felt incredible. And I went ahead and I just purchased the clothing. And in that moment, I made that decision not to go to Los Angeles because it felt like the path was not opening. It felt like the path of least resistance was actually purchasing all those clothing pieces. And I ended up using them for some really awesome other events that I went to and some professional networking, and they worked really well. And so I just, in that moment, I was basically bought out of my decision. Willingly. It wasn't that someone bribed me out of it, but someone gave me the choice of you could either go to your event where doesn't seem to be really working for you, that path doesn't seem to be really working, or you can buy these clothes. And they're all here and looks like they fit you really well and they're at great prices. And so, you know, you could buy these clothes. So I share this because sometimes I realize when we're in struggles around decisions that it can actually be really helpful to give yourself the option to be bought out of your choice and to see which one actually feels easier. And so maybe for you, it's not necessarily clothing that is the thing that will lure you out of a choice that you're trying to make. Maybe it's books. Maybe it's that you want to go traveling to somewhere really specific, somewhere else. Because there are lots of things that we think that we need to do in our business at times. And then there are other options that are sometimes a lot more fun and can still lead us to really great places. And so even though I didn't end up going down to that conference, I ended up going to other conferences in the future, brought those beautiful clothes with me. I actually ended up the first time that I was speaking in stage, it was in front of an audience of about 300 humans who were right there. and then another, I think it was another 700 or so people who were watching over a live stream. And so I wore those clothes up in front of an audience of about 1,000 people, and I felt really good in those. And it was a really proud, exciting moment. So I want you to notice the next time you're making decisions or trying to figure out what to do next, just notice, can you actually be bought out of your decision? Give it a try. See if it works. If it doesn't work, like if nothing else sounds better, if nothing else sounds more fun, then you know that that is the right decision, the original one that you were thinking about doing. So I hope this is helpful. And as always, come connect with me more through avawaits.com. And I wish you a lovely day.